That's not the right thing. Take a bath, first clean yourself. Deswegen überlässt du nicht noch auf die Wade. Nothing about it. That's putting other, putting forward. But we are not taking away the sin. And we are sitting with serious sin. Many of us, we are engaged in very serious sin, and we are not even aware of it. And if a person is dirty, nobody likes to, even your wife won't like to come here. You want to play with your grandchildren, and you want to hug them, you want to kiss them, no problem with your grandchildren, you love them, but if you are dirty, they won't like to come to you. So the main thing is to take away our dirt, our filth, our sin. So Allah says, Wazaru, give us all types of sin. Everything means we can open outward sin. Like for example, in our appearance. How do we appear like Muslims, or do we dress and appear as non-Muslims? Our lifestyle, our houses, are they like that of Muslims or like that of non-Muslims? Everything, every person, like father and mother, how you would like your children to dress, how you would like them to stay, that is how you like them. And Allah, how He wants us to stay, how He wants us to dress, we should think of that. And our greatest enemy in our life is not any country, is not any nation. Our greatest enemy is ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says that when a person commits وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْدًا. That when people commit sin, then Allah does not come Himself to punish us. He doesn't come with a whip or with a stick to beat us, but He uses the other wrong people who are doing wrong things. He uses them and puts them up against us. When they cover us, then we see the consequences that the Muslim Ummah is following, is facing in the world. So Allah uses that nation, Allah uses that country, and Allah uses them to torment us and to punish us. But it is because of our sin. If we do not commit sin, everything in the world is controlled by Allah. That is our yaqeen. La ilaha illallah. That there is no other power. Everything happens by the will of Allah. The price of petrol cannot go up or come down. The dollar price cannot go up or come down until it is not willed by the arsh of Allah. A judge cannot say somebody guilty or not guilty. His hand moves according to the will of Allah. So everything is in the hand of Allah. And all those things depend on our actions. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, مَا يَفْحَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَارِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ يَوْمُ سَاسِ وَالْحَانِيمًا. That what is Allah got to do to give you punishment? Somebody gets in a heart attack, somebody motor car accident, somebody's daughter's house is breaking up. All these problems, Allah says, I don't need to give people problems. They are all coming from Allah. But Allah is saying, I don't need to give problems to people. This one, that problem, financial problem, health problem, this problem, this is all in Shakartum Muhammad. If you are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and your Iman is correct with Allah Ta'ala, He won't punish you. The father in the house, the mother in the house, they won't shout the children or reprimand them if they're not doing anything wrong. When they do something wrong, then they have to be reprimanded. Then they tell them that then they have to be punished. But if they don't do anything wrong, you don't have to worry. If you are driving on the road, you are within the speed limit, you got your seat belt, your car is confirmed to safety regulations, you can pass 50 in traffic policemen. You don't have to worry about that. But when you are breaking the law, then you are worrying all the time, isn't there policemen who sort of watch me and drive going over the traffic speed limit, and maybe a traffic inspector, then you have to be worried. And also our peace of mind, if we are not breaking the law, a person will definitely have peace of mind. When we are breaking the law of Allah, then a person is not from us. So our sins are our worst enemy. So in the form of our chair, the first thing of La ilaha, La ilaha, all the negative things from the heart. And in the law, then Allah will come into the heart. La ilaha, La a person is eating very healthy foods, what can we see instead? But together with that, we have 1 gram of poison. All that health is exercising also. He's staying very fit, he's talking also. He's having a health food also. But 1 gram of poison. What is the use of all the health food that he has? So we might be making a lot of ibadah, ibadah also. But if we have not one sin, it is very harmful. So the thing is that generally the ummah in the whole world, our concentration is more on making ibadah, nothing ibadah. But to give up sin, we don't stand. It has come in an hadith study. To give up one sin is better than the ibadah of all the men in the world and all the jinnah also. Just to give up one sin is better than making all the ibadah of man and jinn. So the worship and the salah and the ibadah of giving up sin is much more greater than doing ibadah. What is followed, we have to do, there is no choice. Why the sunnah waqata, that we have to do. But then the greatest ibadah after that is to give up sin. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muhajir man hajara imana Allah. The real Muhajir, you know a person made hijrah? The Muhajirin, the Sahaba, in that Makkah Sharif, they say, in Madinah Sharif. That is generally, if we know, a person who migrates for the sake of being from one place to another. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest Muhajir is that person, Muhajir man hajara imana Allah. Who makes hijrah from the things which Allah has made haram. From he gives up all his evil, wrong life, and he turns a new deed. And that is what the meaning of tawbah. When a person makes tawbah, etc., that he's giving up his life of sin and wrong, and he's turning a new deed. On one occasion, when Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was returning from jihad, when they came back to Madinatul Munawwara, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Raja'na min al-jihad al-asghar ila jihad al-asghar. We are returning from the small jihad on the battlefield, and we are coming to the big jihad in Madinatul, which was 100% Muslim family. All were Muslims, it was Muslim, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers. There were people like Mr. Abu Bakr, Mr. Umar radiallahu anhu, but he says our big jihad is now in Madinah Sharif. What was the jihad? Jihad of the nafs. To fight the nafs, our desires of sin. And all that is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the big jihad. That your desire of evil and sees the desire of evil is a temporary burden. The Quran Sharif says, فَهَلْهَمَهَا قُلُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We have put the desire of sin also within men. And we have given him the power to stay away from sin also. See our motor car, if it hasn't got an accelerator, it can't move. But you got a Mercedes-Benz top of the range, you got a BMW, a lot of power it has got, then you need power brakes also. That whenever there is a danger on the road, then you use your brakes. So that's when the desire for sin and our desires which are there, they are not harmful if when we don't use them against the command of Allah, we put the brakes on. That we move our behavior in life, but when there's any haram that comes in front of us, then the person puts his brakes on. So outward sins also we must give up, and inward sins also. Inward sins, like for example, if a person is a munafiq, inshallah there aren't any munafiqs today, but if they say munafiq, then they get it. Nothing left in it at all. It could be salah, outwardly speaking, talk of salah also, which fasting also, giving charity also, going to Umrah. But if there's a fault in his iman is not right, it's not only zero, it's negative for that person. In the same way, we all understand that if a person hasn't got wudu and he He's making salah, but to show people he's making salah. Then salah is also not accepted. Without sincerity, salah is not accepted. Or we started salah with wudu, but in between our wudu broke. We have to find this out of wudu. The man is broken now. The man is no more valid now. In the same way, we started with sincerity, but now pride came in us. That somebody is seeing me, and I'm thinking I'm very pious, I'm making tahajjud namaz, I'm making ishraq namaz, somebody is watching me, now they pride me. Now they pride, then the ibadat is not more than you want. It is related in a hadith, a person who wants one atom, one ahota, a little bit of pride, he won't get even the fragrance of Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah goes to a distance of 500 years journey out of Jannah. You won't even come so near Jannah. A person who has a little bit of pride. And today our pride, the pride is a hidden. And it causes our anger. Because of pride, normally, a person becomes angry on other people. He loses his temper, and he shouts, and he uses derogatory, very terrible language he uses because of his pride. We might even, one time in the UK, a Sikh person, Sardarji, was driving. He went through the green traffic light, and the camera flashed on that he had done something wrong. But he said, I didn't go through the red light, I went through the green light. So he came back again to make sure, again, the camera flashed when he went through the green light. So he was convinced now that the camera is faulty. And there, the fines are very heavy. They suspend your license, they cancel your license. Fines are on system, and the fines also are heavy. So he thought there is a good chance to show the traffic department that the system is faulty. So he put one to witness in his car and he went the third time through the green light again. Again the camera flashed. But before he could engage a lawyer and make a call to case against the traffic department, the traffic fine had come already. And for what was it? Not for going through the red light, it was originally three cars. So we are nice thinking, I'm alright, I'm weak, I'm making my pride, I'm salah, everything. But if our pride is there, Allah's camera is on our pride also. Allah's camera is on our sincerity also. Allah's camera, Allah Akbar. Many people ask this question, that sometimes I have a lot of desire of ibadah. And sometimes I feel very lazy. I don't feel like doing anything about it. I go towards sin. My desire for sin increases for me. One of the reasons, not the main, not the only reason, one of the reasons of this is that we are not fulfilling the rights of someone. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Khanji Rahmatullahi was a very great scholar, very great alim, and his knowledge, his standards, he just knows he can write. He didn't really, that because he refers to books to find out. Allah gave him so much knowledge. One day, when he said to write, nothing was coming to his mind. He had no self-blank. He was wondering, the need for man of Allah. Immediately he turned to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, what is wrong today? What the right? Am I not getting any subject matter? Why can't I say, no, why is nothing coming in my mind, in my heart? Then Allah put it in his heart that his wife was going to visit some woman on that day, and she told him the fowls that are in the power of Spain, that you must give them their food, and then you must open them and then move around freely. But he was so much in need, where did he remember to do that? He didn't do that. So because of her, that the one creation of Allah that was kept back, and their life, the food was not given to them, the water was not given to them, Allah would help all the knowledge which Allah was blessing them. So if we sometimes, we don't treat our wives correctly, our worship we don't treat correctly, then Allah will take away our tawfiq also of doing ibadah. So our worst enemy, our sin. If we can understand that and we make an effort of giving up people, sons in a man. Think of ourselves, our learning from age to grow. Is there any deficiency in man? In man, lifestyle in my house, is there any deficiency? And inwardly, our sincerity gets us checked. And for that, for example, if a person is getting a little chest pain, what will he do? He goes to doctor, cardiologist, please check up doctor, isn't it something to do with my heart? Why am I getting chest pain? A person getting short breath, he's getting tired, he goes to doctor. So we also should go to a spiritual doctor, who we call the Messiah and the Hepatunda, who will be able to check our sincerity. We'll be able to check whether we have got pride in us. Otherwise, if there is no sincerity, all our ibadat will be lost. Nothing we will test. Harun al-Rashid's wife, Zubaydah, was a very, very pious woman, and she did a lot of charity work also. In the days when in Makkah Sharif there was no water to drink, she had built a canal of water from Baghdad to Makkah Sharif. She was supplying water, lot of other great work she had. When she passed away, somebody saw me in a dream and asked her, how did it go with me? So she said that, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me lot of matters of Jannah. Very, very great man. So the person who saw the dream asked her, is it because of all your charity work you did? So she said that all that charity work went away to his spouse. It comes in the hadith, if a person does anything for Allah, and also that the people must eat, people must pray, people must talk, then Allah is that partner that he gives that whole thing for his spouse. He doesn't take one share. So she said, all that went away to the past. So they asked, then how did you get this? She said, certain niyyah, intentions I made, which were hidden in my heart. Nobody knew of them. Just from that niyyah, intention, Allah gave them all that thing. So if we are doing anything, our Hajj, our Umrah, even if we are doing 4 months, we are doing 40 days, but that people must pray them. People must talk about it. Then by Allah, you will be anything. So if we got less easy, we might be doing everything, but we will get nothing in return. If we have got pride in us, then also nothing. If we are oppressing any person, so very important it is that the dirt which is in our life, the sun, the first that we have to get rid of them. That is the greatest ibadah which generally our minds don't go to. And we are normally also, even if we have a young from ulama, it will be encouragement to make more ibadah, etc. But to give us such, that we hardly have a journey. And you can understand that if we don't bath, and we put on clean clothes, and we put on other, but we are not bathing, that's not like her, we move the sun. So may Allah let us understand that also, that it is very important that we have to give up the wrong in our life. Any person who does business, you are making a big turnover, you are getting a good salary, but if you are not checking whether your money is getting stolen or not, whether your money is, your expenses are more than your income, no matter how much you are earning, you can be earning $1 million a month, but if your expenses is $2 million, how can you survive? Though you are earning a lot. So, guna our expenses, our ibadat we are making, but if we are committing sin, today we don't make tawbah istighfar generally. Each one of us has. You are making tawbah istighfar sincerely to Allah today. Since we are committing plenty, but no tawbah istighfar. Our expenses are more than our income. We can't survive that. And on the day of Qiyamah, the pains will be there. You see what was your income, what was your expenses. Well, how much you like to get, and what about the wrong you get? So, my dear brothers, what are you going to do? What we should try and understand is very important, one very important aspect of our need is that we should think about the wrongs in our life, and one by one, try and remove them also. Also, remember, we can't we can't immediately 100% right. Like you are driving on the road 100 kilometers per hour, you realize that you are on the wrong road. You can't make a U-turn at 100 kilometers per hour. You have to slow down, until now it is safe that you can make a U-turn. And then also see if there's no traffic coming from the back, no traffic coming from the front. When you say it, then you make your U-turn. So if we should analyze ourselves, take stock of ourselves, and we see that we are in the wrong in our life, we have to make a U-turn, come onto the right road, then breathe slowly, gradually, then make a U-turn. Check our income, is our income correct or not? So that is also a very important thing. If the income is not correct, then